When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yellow submarine. Anyway, podcast back for another episode. What's going on, party people? Troll Pal Ant here. Nice to be with you. Boy, do we have a plethora of topics to talk about. This is one of those episodes where I feel like if the aliens are listening, they're going to be thinking to themselves, they're losing it down there. They're losing it. We just got to hold on for a little while longer because they're cracking. And then we can just swoop right in and have an absolutely easy takeover. The young Miss Billie Eilish, who I think is wonderful, gave an interview to Rolling Stone magazine where she admitted that she likes to practice self-love while looking at the mirror. Little egotistical, if you ask me. Plus, Alec Baldwin versus Crackhead Bunny. And one of the more hilarious parts about this is her name is actually Crackhead Barney. And I thought it was Crackhead Bunny. So everything on this episode says Bunny when it should be Barney. If I respected her at all, this person who we're going to talk about, if you're unaware, I would change it. Clearly, I don't. Is Kylie Jenner preggers? What I find interesting about this topic is it's Timothy Chalamet's kid. And it's not even a story yet. It's a very big rumor. And I'd like to be at the forefront of something for once in the Hollywood world. So we're going with it. Eric Adams gets screamed at on a plane. The Gilgo Beach murders lands a police search literally in my backyard. Plus, we have the huge Hog Dude blog to talk about and other assorted topics. And such, as always, comes with the territory on this particular podcast, which we are starting right now. Yellow Submarine. Underrated songwriter, that Ringo Starr. I got to tell you, I wonder if Ringo Starr practices self-love while looking in a mirror. That's really, I mean, let's just jump right in. Let's just start it here, right? So Billie Eilish did a Rolling Stone magazine interview, which came out today, I believe. I think it came out actually just a mere 10 hours ago. It really was not. I mean, this is all fresh material. I read it earlier and I'm still trying to digest it a little bit because that's not something that, I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, again, I think Billie Eilish is gorgeous. But the idea that somebody openly practices self-love in a mirror, it's kind of a thing where you gotta get a 20. You need a little time out. You need a little, hold on. Let me digest this a little bit. Let me take that in. Because that's a big admission, you know? Because here's the first thing. I admire it because nobody reads Rolling Stone magazine articles anymore. In fact, I myself did not even read this article. I'm not going to pay Rolling Stone money to read about this. And by the way, they put the juiciest thing out there for everybody anyway. I'm sharing it with you. I've saved you $6.99 or however much it costs to read a Rolling Stone article. But she's beautiful. Even considering that. Thank you, Paul. A little narcissistic. It's a little narcissistic, but it's big because if you're one of the biggest pop stars we have in the world, then you're going to tell Rolling Stone magazine, even though nobody reads the articles, that you practice self-love in front of a mirror. That's going to get some traction. That's going to find yourself in the lead spot on the AOA podcast, as you can see in the on this episode section. And the reason why I bring that up is because she co-writes songs with her brother. Her mom and her dad are on tour with her. So just getting past the narcissism and the whole thing, I mean, being able to admit that to the world when you know your family is going to read it, That's a lot. That's balls, my friends. Those are balls. Now, whenever I talk about masturbation in front of a mirror, magically J-Sabs appears, and that seems to be the case on this episode as well. J-Sabs, are you here?
I am. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wait, hold on.
I wonder when we're going to get to the day where Janine stops treating this like a phone call.
I know, right? Why do I say that?
I don't know. Let me place you on a brief hold, and I'll get right back to you with an answer.
Please enjoy the music while I place you on hold. No, I had to come on quick before. I have to pee really bad, right?
And Janine's like, that'll be 1 minute, please. Just please hold. And you're just like, oh, the fuck?
I have to pee so bad.
Okay.
And I have 3 bathrooms in my house. And of course, my husband's in the best bathroom that I want to use. Mm. So I'm waiting, but I had to come on quick because, first of all, I see that you have excellent topics tonight. Things, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's things, all things that I want to talk about, especially huge hog, dude. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I don't know that you have good subjects tonight, but I'm waiting for him to duty and shower. So this is going to be a good hour before I pee.
Okay. Okay. So are you staying or should we hold?
No, keep going.
Okay. Okay. So for anybody, now that Janine is here, we'll dive in. This is exactly what she said in the interview regarding, you know, self-love in front of a mirror. She says, and I quote, partly because it's hot, but also makes me have such a raw, deep connection to myself and my body and have a love for my body that I have not really ever had, end quote. That's what she said when they asked her, why does she do that? Now that I have, go ahead.
Wait, somebody wrote in the comment, J-Dab, I guess that's me. Quickly has to use wait. I want to get this right. J-Dab quickly has to use the mirror.
There you go.
Right.
I have a big problem with this on several levels. One, I hate myself so much.
I knew you were going to say that. So you would never use a mirror.
Never, ever, ever. First of all, I don't. Again, I have said this to you before. I look down on my wife for being with me. Like she's so wonderful, except for her one major flaw, which is her attraction to me.
Right.
So I can't partake in any sort of thing like that. And then second of all, to want to have a deeper connection to myself, like that's a direct quote. Like I have never in my life thought I need to have a deeper connection with myself.
Yeah, really.
I've spent my entire life trying to get away from me. So I can't fathom this thought process at all.
Yeah, I get it. You're a self-hating podcaster.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, Maddie O'Brien says, I can't speak for everyone, but personally, I wouldn't mind watching Billie Eilish masturbate in a mirror. Just saying. I would. So I wouldn't mind watching Billie Eilish masturbate. If I was watching her in a mirror, I would be behind her, and I would be ruining what I was trying to watch.
Right.
I'd be like, this is great, except for that fat fuck back there that keeps distracting me.
And then you'd look at your Crocs and get even, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Could you imagine if I was in the room with Billie Eilish and she'd be like, the Crocs is really turning. I'm really trying to have a connection with myself here and the Crocs is really distracting.
She's like, I'm drier than the Sahara. Can you please remove the Crocs?
Your Crocs are acting like natural sponge. She also said, and I quote, people should be jerking it, man. That's the kind of shit that winds up on your tombstone. That meme of her face and people should be jerking it, man, that's never going to go away.
Never.
Yeah, just never.
In fact, people are going to jerk off to that meme
Yeah, probably.
Saying that. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm saying, hold on. Keep going. I'm going to go pee.
Okay. Hey, Would You Blow Me brings up quite an excellent point, which is who has a mirror opposite their toilet? My aunt did, and I used to refuse to do number two at her house. I couldn't watch myself poo. I've actually been in this situation before where I was in the bathroom and I sit down and I look around and there's like a weird mirror. Like, you ever been somebody and there's a mirror thing? And I'm like, I could watch. You're just looking at. Well, that'll happen sometimes in a hotel too. For some reason, they got the mirror on the back of the hotel door. And it's like, watch yourself take a shit, everybody. Here you go. It's very disturbing. I don't like to watch myself do anything. Especially this podcast. I can't imagine in those most intimate moments being there, just going, just watching it. It sounds horrible. But yeah, I do question the validity of people who have mirrors easily accessible from their toilets. That's a tough thing. That's a rough angle. That's something no other human should watch. That's something no human being should be a part of. Bird says, we didn't ask to be narcissists at birth. Like, this crap just happened to us and it makes people so angry. It's tough. I admire Billie Eilish for being like, I like to watch this. This is good for me. Cause that is not something I have ever felt towards myself ever. In this instance, in podcasting, in work, in poop, like whatever it is, I can't stand looking at myself being there. It is a really tough thing to swallow. And she is doing one of the more intimate things and just staring right down at herself. That's something else, man. That's something else. And again, she's so, like, I was just reading an article about her like 2-3 months ago. How she, obviously, she writes all her songs with her brother. I got to bring this back up again. She writes all the songs with her brother. She goes on tour. She takes her mom and dad with her. Like, I was reading that her dad goes out and puts the stage together. Like, her dad is on the crew. He's on the roadie crew just to kind of be a part of it and be helpful and all that. Like, he like wants to be helpful. So he goes out and builds her stage and shit like that. And her mom is there all the time. Like, that's got to be, I don't know if she's on tour right now, but that's got to be an awkward day when this all starts coming out. What do you say? What's dinner like this evening? Just nobody looking at each other. Just kind of like just eyes down. Just see these, eat the fucking mashed potatoes and let's get out of here. I don't know. It seems very, very strange. It seems very, very strange. Good for her though. I give her credit. I give her tons of credit. Paul says she's always been sexy, body positive. Good for her. That is a quality I will admire in somebody. It's like watching Shaquille O'Neal dunk a basketball. I can appreciate it. I do enjoy. I'm happy that he makes him happy. I'll never know what it feels like. I'll just never know, you know. Even when you lower the hoop in those backyard hoops that, you know, you can lower down for the kid size, even then I still quite can't get it. So it's just something I'll just never be a part of. But good for her. I'm glad she's enjoying it. She's gorgeous, by the way. Like, I mean, I really think we need to spend a good 2 minutes talking about just how stunningly beautiful she is. She has beautiful, like wonderful eyes. Her attitude makes her like, and the fact that she's really talented, it's very, very attractive. Now, I think she came out. Did she come out as a lesbian? Gay, however you want to say it. Trans, fluid, binary, non-competitive, they, them. I don't know what she did, but I feel like it was a story a little while ago, and now I forget what it is, and I don't want to put my foot in my mouth anywhere. J-Samps?
I don't think she identifies as anything.
But didn't she...
Was it her?
Well, I thought she got mad at somebody, like Vanity Fair or something, for outing her or something crazy, and then she's... I don't remember what it was. It's kind of hard. All right, let me ask you this. If you are attracted to the same sex that you are, there is sort of a natural built-in narcissism to that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's like, oh, I like, if you're a chick and you like vagina and you got vagina, I get kind of watching it. You know, that makes, it does make a little bit more sense now that I think about it.
Or, like, dating someone who, oh, dating someone who looks like you.
Oh, yeah, big time.
That's just, yeah.
Big time. Which a lot of people in the gay community are guilty of. I have to say that. Cancel me if you want. But there's a lot of people in that gay community there where I look at one, I look at the other, and I go, I don't know, somebody's a little full of themselves here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Look at Bird. She's been looking for her clone to nail for years. Look at that. See? I don't know how somebody loves themselves that much. This is a foreign thing to me. This is like when you see a little kid, when you see like a 6-year-old kid, and then you learn that they speak 7 languages. And you're like, I know people can talk multiple languages, but I don't know how we got here. That's how I feel in this moment right now.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not here to upset the lesbians. Believe me, they are the people I want to please the most. Big fan of the lesbians. Twincest. I like that. A huge fan. Flying Y says, thought she was a lesbian. I thought she was too. I thought she, wait, that she was like a lesbian thing.
I just saw it.
Oh, she is, right?
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Okay.
Think it matters what kind of a mirror it is?
Ooh, good question.
Like, is it a full length mirror on the wall? Or is it like one of those, like, I need to just check my lipstick mirror. One of the, you know, they flip it up and they check that, right. You know. Or is it one of those crazy weird mirrors that they have in the hotel that's like times 50?
Oh, whoa.
You think it's one of those magnifying? Do you think she likes to get right in there?
I don't know, but my husband needs one of those. What?
Look at Paul brings up a good point. Soon we'll be banging ourselves in the metaverse. Yeah. Would you bang yourself if you had the chance to? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't even want to be myself.
Right, you're a self-hating croc-wearer. I don't know what to call you.
The weird thing is the Crocs is the thing I love about myself the most. That's what's so strange.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay, Alec Baldwin versus, I'm very excited about this.
Are you?
Topic. Yeah, because honestly, this woman needs to just be punched in her face.
I'm relieved to hear you say that. Do you want to see the video? We'll show everybody the video.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the video that Crackhead Barney is her name. I mistakenly said Crackhead Bunny. But this is what she did to Alec Baldwin just a couple of days ago here in a cafe and like a coffee shop in New York City.
Alec, can you please save me past that one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin. I'm sorry. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone.
And he starts to make his way to the door.
Just say free Palestine one time. One time.
He holds the door open for her.
One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a fucking criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Fuck Israel, fuck Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Could you do me one quick favor? So he starts talking to the cafe guy and he goes, "Could you do me one quick favor?" And then he slaps the phone out of her hand.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I've been in this exact instance almost pretty much every day of my life for the last 4 years with my kids. When they're in my face.
Screaming at you to do something. Put the TV on.
And I just slapped the phone out of their hands. Okay. Number one. There's so many things here that just annoy me about this woman. Why are you bothering him about Palestine? Who cares what you think? And why do you have to push your agenda forward? on someone else. And why are you talking about this killing someone? And three, honey, have you seen this girl?
Oh, she's a wreck.
I mean,
she's a wreck. She went on Piers Morgan today, and I don't know. Did you see it?
Yeah, she had no shirt on, right?
She had no shirt. She cut out a diaper and put it over her nipples. She covered herself in like powder or white face or something.
I just don't get it. No, Miss Justice, she's the complete opposite. She is a anti-Israeli something something. So she was.
No, but I heard, though, this was her on Piers Morgan today. See what she had I realize I'm not showing it. Sorry. Hold on. She had the neck brace on and the, I guess the diaper covering the nipples is like a thing.
Yeah. That's what she calls herself, is crackhead Barney.
It's crazy talk. I mean, yeah. I'm with you. She just like there she is. See it?
Oh, God.
There is such a fine line. You could draw a real fine line between this and Borat. Yet Borat is so hysterical. Much funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this girl's not like, I'm pretty immature and I find the stupidest things funny. This is not funny to me in the least bit. I think it's really annoying. And like, but why? Why do you have to like just follow him and berate him?
Yeah. Just don't you feel bad? And then doesn't that make you feel like an old person? Like,
yeah. I was like, oh my God, am I getting older than I'm like, oh, like I feel bad for him? Like,
Like, do you think that this is uncalled for? Turtle.
She's Canadian.
There's no reason to call people names.
Right. What Matt O'Brien said. Borat is funny. She is a effing idiot.
I agree. But let me ask you this, though, going back to Are We Old? Do you think the 20-year-olds are like cackling at this? Do you think they find it hilarious? Because I remember rolling on the floor as a teenager watching Beavis and Butthead and seeing all my parents and aunts and uncles like, what is wrong with them?
I actually think that they think she's like pretty annoying and disgusting.
So nobody likes her?
No.
Yeah. All right, no. Good. Because I was worried. I had the same take that you had, and I was worried that people are going to be like, you don't get it, man. She's hilarious.
The problem is she has almost 100,000 followers on Instagram. So maybe you're correct.
I hate to say this, but that's not really that big.
No, it's not that big, but it's more than I thought that she would have because I don't know who she is.
Agree. In fact, when I went to Instagram just now, I go, please don't have like 500,000 followers because that would be so like embarrassing. But like, who's following this? Like, honestly, who, when she goes, oh, he can't, like the guy, but I don't think he's happy about that. Like, and listen, I'm a firm believer, people in the spotlight deserve the shit that comes along with it. Like, people are going to get upset with you. People are going to, you know, treat you really nicely. And some people are going to treat you not so nicely. But nobody really deserves this kind of a thing.
No, sorry.
You know, especially where that poor woman on that set was his friend.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that's not easy.
And you know what? He is always bothered by press and, what are they called? Paparazzi. He is always bought like a lot.
Always. And believe me when I tell you, he is like revered. Like, people don't know this. I feel like we've talked about this before, but he donates so much fucking money to charity.
He does. I know that.
Right. He does so many charitable things out here, and the shit that he does not need to do, shit that I wouldn't even do. This motherfucker shows up at just to lend a hand. You know, and it's like he's actually not that bad of a human being, and everybody's treating him like shit. There was a couple of weeks ago, there was like a mob of people. I don't know if it was just because it was him, or there was just a mob there protesting, and he happened to get caught in the middle of it. But there was people screaming at him a couple of weeks ago, say free Palestine and say all this and say that.
What does it matter if he says it?
Like who gives a shit? Yeah, what difference is it gonna make?
Right.
And I'm glad he didn't say it, because if he would have said it, she would have just kept on about something else, because she needed that shock moment to go viral.
She's so annoying, this one.
Doesn't that piss you off? Because it's like she's getting all the attention today, but where is it going to be 3 months from? Like, nobody's going to give a fuck about her, because you have to have talent to maintain an audience.
Right.
You just can't do these one-off things and expect people to keep coming back to you.
It's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
And I can't put my finger on it, because if Borat got into a conflict with somebody and then showed up on a serious interview show wearing a neck brace later, we would be cackling at how funny that is.
Right, but no.
But when it's her, it's like, and there's such a fine line there, but she really is fucking irritating. Now, I have the Eric Adams thing, too, to kind of tie into this.
Oh, please.
And this is another sort of similar thing, and credit Janine for sending this over.
Oh, look at me.
You're on the top of the news chain today.
It's like I'm part of the podcast.
So Eric Adams, well, a couple of things on this as we cue this up. Eric Adams is really flying middle class here. I mean, he is on what I can only assume is some sort of budget airline.
I know.
In the middle seat.
He got the middle seat.
I mean, you're the mayor of New York City. You should be paying for those front couple of rows, even if that is a budget airline.
I do have to say, so I think that he probably had to leave someplace and go quick, because I can't imagine him picking a middle seat.
So
and
middle.
Also, yeah. Yeah.
Granted, I think it is an emergency exit, to be fair. Mm-hmm.
And a fast one.
Yeah. All right. So here's the clip. This is from Michelle Thinks on TikTok. I don't know if she's the one screaming at him in the video, but this is Michelle Thinks on TikTok as she comes up to Eric Adams. You could see him in the middle seat there. To give him credit, exit aisle. He did. So clearly he showed out a little bit more for the exit aisle. But here she is walking up to him.
Are you Eric Adams? Yeah, fuck you. You support the guys in Palestine. There are homeless people all over New York. You're always partying. You actually care about the citizens of New York. Why are you even in Miami? You know there are people being arrested there. People are homeless in New York. People cannot afford food. You keep cutting the education budget so you can fund the police. That's all you care about, funding the police. Everything is underfunded because of you.
Okay.
Can you guess what the most annoying thing, more annoying part of this video is to me? If you get it, you'll know me very well.
Is it the person wearing a mask right in front of
him? There you go. No, wait. The person who's yelling is wearing a mask.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and you don't know how I go, of course she's wearing a mask. Of course she's wearing a mask.
Yo, I knew there was something screwy when she was like, all you do is fund the police. It's like, come on. I mean,
and the homeless, like, where did that come from? I feel like that was like out of left field for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, she's crazy. Well, there's a couple crazy things here, right? If we all go, man, fuck that guy, whoever it is. But to actually go up and say it.
Yeah, I know. And I did feel bad, because when she said, hey, you, Mayor Adams, he looked like hopeful for a minute, like, oh, thank you, like, for noticing who I am. And then it was like, oh,
she's a crazy. And it's one thing, to scream at somebody in public. It's another thing to scream at somebody in public where you're going to be stuck with them for the next 2.5 hours at least.
Right. And you don't make sense.
And you don't make any sense.
And you yelled wearing a mask. Sorry. That to me, that's it.
Do you know what my favorite? Yeah, well, people who wear masks on airplanes, especially after a pandemic, it's weird, right, Janine?
Yeah.
You would never do something like that, right, Janine?
Nope.
My favorite part about this is at the end of the video when people are like, can you just fucking move? Like, I'm trying to get home. Like, they're just, we lose all sorts of, even, I bet you there's people that probably agreed with her and were like, good for her. But then they're also like, we've got to, don't cause a fucking disturbance because I got to fucking make a connecting flight here. Like, sit your ass down.
Right. If I was there, I swear to God, I would have said, of course she's wearing a mask. I would have been that asshole. Like, of course she's wearing a mask and yelling at him about this.
Yeah. I publicly accost people on airplanes. Of course I'm wearing a mask.
Right.
It's a world gone. It's kind of weird that these things were happening all like around, literally like within a day of each other, these things happened.
I know.
It's a little nutty. People are getting
Is something going on? I was like, is there like a trend that I'm, a TikTok trend that I'm not catching here? Okay.
Well, I think this Israel-Palestine thing has really got people.
So, okay. I am confused because I really have not watched the news in a few days. I know there's uproar at Columbia. I'm just not sure why. And I didn't have the time to go look and see why.
Yeah, it is very, very confused because the students are all upset and angry and they're saying crazy things. And then you got, you know, you got like Jewish people in the crowd and they're like, the fuck did we, you know, do we do? And it's the whole conflict itself is a whole thing. And it's crazy. I said to Frank on the last episode, usually radio people get fired for this kind of stuff. I'm so glad it's in the colleges right now. But you watch, some radio guy is going to lose his job over this. I guarantee it. I guarantee you before the clock strikes midnight on 2024 and goes to 2025, some DJ will lose his job over the Palestine-Israeli conflict. Guarantee it.
And it's like, no offense, but we're here. Does it, like, I know there are Palestinian people who are very upset about this, but I don't get why they're protesting here. Like, I know people protest here for other parts of the world, but I don't, like, for this, I just don't think that, like, nothing's going to happen if you protest here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nothing's going to happen. And it's not even if you protest here, even if you protest there, guess what? That conflict's going to be there for the next 50 years. So it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I know so much about foreign affairs, but I did know about this because, like I said, I went to school with a girl, one who is a Russian Jewish girl, and the other girl was Palestinian, and once they found out where each one was from, they stopped talking.
I know, it's crazy.
And it's like, and at the time I was like, I don't get, like, you know, I was young, I was like 18, and I was like, why don't they talk? Legit, we would be in a whole group, they would not say two words to each other. And that happened until we graduated, which is very strange to me. So that was 20 years ago too, so, well, over 20.
This has been going on for, forget it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's never gonna, but I agree. A lot of things, like when you protest stuff, it really, for the most part, doesn't really do too much, especially nowadays. At least you can go, oh, I'm raising awareness for it.
Yeah.
With this issue, you're just not, because everybody knows about it and nobody wants to touch it. Like nobody really wants to touch it all that much. AB says it's happening right now at USC. I read earlier, forgive me, I didn't read the article. I don't really like to do this, bring it up when I just read the headline. But I read earlier because this was a topic on Monday's episode, that they canceled classes for the day. I hear that Columbia is canceling classes for the rest of the semester over this.
Yep.
That's nuts.
That is crazy. I'm sorry. That is really...
I know. I understand. Look, it's the city. If you can't make it safe for everybody, there's an issue. Okay, I get it. But at some point, it's just like, go... But what I really... Here's what weirds me out, Janine. AB goes, it's happening at USC. It seems to be a real college thing right now.
Yeah.
And I understand from a standpoint of the young people think of things differently. And listen, like that's how it's going to, that's how change happens. Young people come in, old people die. Then those old shitty ways of doing things die with them, which I think is good. That's called progress, right? That's how it's supposed to be. You know, I think we're going to have tighter gun control in this country when this generation of kids that have lived through school shootings and school shooting drills get to the point where they're making good money and they're voting and they're doing, I think they're going to be the ones to be like, if you're not on our side on this, we're voting you out. I think that's when that kind of change is going to happen. So I feel like maybe this is kind of happening as well. But again, what's so bizarre about this issue is when you really look at the Palestine-Israeli conflict, there's no clear-cut winner. There's tough sides there. You want to say, well, those people had a right to be there too before all the Jewish people moved back. But then you realize that the other part of that argument is they would wipe Jewish people off the face of the earth. Yep. It's not about just living in harmony together. They just want to get rid of those people. And it's, you know, and it's so strange and it's so bizarre. So like I said, the protesting ain't going to lead to anything with this particular issue.
No.
I don't think you and I will see this issue. Maybe our kids will, but I don't think you and I are going to ever see this issue.
No, I
don't. Be resolved.
I don't. And I just wonder, like, but you know, like some people just do things just so they can say they were a part of something. You know what I mean? Which that bothers me. That bothers me because it's like, you don't really care about the issue. You care about like, oh, look what I did. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like trendy to do this.
Well,
let's
be honest. 80% of all protests are exactly that.
That's true. It is true.
No matter what the 80% of protests are, I don't really care about this, but that chick is pretty hot over there. So I'm going to be right here screaming and vice versa. That dude, you know, it's.
This is going to be like, this is going to look really cool on my Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Okay.
Well, whenever a crowd gathers anywhere for anything, people just start taking out their phones and filming stuff and they don't even know. They're just there.
Right.
And like you said, like, oh, you don't really know much about it. First of all, and this is not an insult, I've read more about this conflict than you have. And I could still proudly say, I don't really know much about, like, it's
right.
There are so many fucking layers to this stinky onion. Like, there's just no, that's why I don't like to talk about it. What makes a podcast so interesting, or any show for that matter, is conflict. I believe this, you believe that, we argue about it. People get to pick a side. You can't do that with this. It's a lose-lose situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can only hope that we get a TV big enough to broadcast Billie Eilish playing with herself in a mirror, and maybe that could bring them together.
Well, I hope your mother's listening to this podcast.
I hope not. I really, really hope not. Because mom, you should know that I like to masturbate in a mirror. That's my kink.
Oh boy.
I'm like Billie Eilish. This is a big day for us. How do you discover that too? That's always my thing with kinks. How do you discover that you like that? I guess it happens by accident, but that's a weird. You just wake up one day and go, I'm going to crank it in front of a mirror today. See how it goes.
I'm going to look in this. Yeah. But she's an artist, so.
Yeah.
They do artsy stuff.
I guess so. I guess they try and experiment. I bet you it happened in a fucking hotel. Cause again, that back of the door mirror, that seems to be a common thing in a lot of hotels.
Yep.
It's
weird. Good.
It's very weird. No, go ahead. You're probably going to say something better than what I was going to say.
No, I completely forgot.
Okay. No, there's two things, because I want to talk about the trend, since you brought up a trend before. But I also, my cousin lives right outside of Philly. And so you just reminded me of this in the hotel and the whole thing. So my wife is like, maybe we'll go. He's doing something coming up. It's like a thing. I don't want to talk about it because it's kind of a surprise. So he goes, my wife goes, maybe we'll stay. We'll get a hotel. We'll stay there. So I go, all right. So I look it up, and it's a very busy weekend. I'll just leave it at that. And I go, this is not happening. And my wife goes, why? I go, the fucking Red Roof Inn is $422 a night.
I'm like, my God, no.
It is not. I'm like, we stayed at a hotel there when my cousin got married. That hotel, it was like a Marriott something. That hotel is $1,400 for a room.
Holy sh! Okay.
And this ain't even near like a beach or something.
Yeah, no. Not worth it. They didn't. Nope. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, how is that okay?
That's not okay. Who's paying $422 for a fucking Red Roof Inn?
No, that annoys me.
Okay, the other thing that's annoying me about trends. Have you seen this look at your keyboard between the I and the U trend bullshit?
No, I don't get it.
There's like there's like a trend now where they're like, the meme or whatever, the post says something, and then
go ahead. Right.
It says like, look between the H and the L. I think it's because like JK, just kidding. I fucking hate it. It's taking off like crazy and I can't stand it.
Oops.
Yeah. All these people making it. The other thing that's driving me crazy too on TikTok, there's a karate guy who like grabs another dude and like flips him over his head.
Okay.
Have you seen that one now? And people are making that a meme and it's like,
oh no, I didn't see this.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Crackhead Bunny fucking do stuff than these stupid memes.
Ugh.
Anyway, do you care about... We just got three more topics. Do you care about Kylie Jenner being pregnant?
I don't know. Is this real?
I don't know if it's real, but this is why I picked it as a topic, because usually I would ignore this right away. Like, if it was a real legitimate story and they're like, hey, everybody, Kylie Jenner's pregnant, I'd be like, who gives a shit? But Daniel Tosh went on his podcast and he said that where he shops, they closed down the supermarket the day before he walked to get some groceries. And the kid, like the stock kid, told him, oh, yesterday the Kardashians were in here filming a scene. And he goes, oh, what was it? And he goes, Kylie Jenner's pregnant with Timothy Chalamet's baby.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So this, I'm going to put this in the 98% that it's total bullshit. But on the other hand, Daniel Tosh just might have scooped TMZ and everybody else just talking to the produce kid who overheard them filming a scene and supposedly, oh, sorry, spoiler alert. Supposedly that's the season finale of.
Oh, really?
Keeping it lit with the Kardashians, wherever the fuck they're calling it these days.
Okay.
So I just kind of more than anything want this to be true because I want the produce kid to have broken the story to Daniel Tosh.
Right.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
That makes more sense.
I think Kylie is the hottest of all the Jenners right behind Caitlyn. And I think.
Who would you rather?
What would you rather do? Fuck Caitlyn Jenner or be forced to watch yourself masturbate in a mirror? I got to be honest with you. I'd fuck Caitlyn Jenner.
I know you would.
I couldn't stand looking at my, if, as long as I didn't have to watch it back, I'd fuck Caitlyn Jenner without a problem.
I know.
It would be no big deal. Yeah. Crocs and all.
Oh. Maybe then you'd be like, maybe I won't wear it. I'm kidding.
She's the prettiest. I'm surprised. Was she married before?
No.
She doesn't have like a kid already with somebody else?
Wait, Kylie?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. She does. She has two kids.
Okay, who is she? Was she with Kanye? Be honest. I can't remember all this stuff.
No, she was with, is it Tyga? I think it was.
Oh, this was the Tyga one? Tyga's a rapper, right?
Yep.
And they got a kid together?
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, she's beautiful, but I don't know. I don't know. Timothy Chalamet could have anybody, is my point.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You think so?
I think Timothy Chalamet could get Billie Eilish away from her mirror. That's how fucking beautiful that kid is. He's gorgeous. I mean, he's even... He makes me question my sexuality. And I was watching him during that Willy Wonka. And I'm like, this kid's got it. I don't know what it is, but he's got it.
You love it. Okay.
Now he's playing Bob Dylan in a movie. Mm. Oh, and then he goes like this. And he's also brilliant. He's playing Bob Dylan in a biopic. And then he goes, maybe we'll get Austin Butler, since he can't stop pretending to be Elvis, to play Elvis in the Bob Dylan biopic. So he's literally turning Bob Dylan and Elvis into a fucking Marvel movie with cross-universe shit.
Okay.
It's kind of brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you don't think Timothy Chalamet, he's very young looking. I don't expect him to be on your radar.
Yeah. He's not for me. I know, like, people think he's, like, beautiful. It's not for me.
Yeah. Fly NY's got a good question. Who goes with Travis Barker? Which one is that one?
Courtney.
Got it. Who's the Crypt Keeper fingers? Who's she with now?
Chloe,
that's right. I always liked her the best, but Kylie's now my favorite. Who's Chloe with? She's with anybody?
No one yet.
Mm.
That we know. They're all, I don't even know. How about that?
I can't believe that show is still a thing, to be totally honest.
I actually am surprised too.
It's like enough already. Who gives a shit?
People love it though.
They must. Gilgo Beach Murders. This isn't that interesting, but I get a text from my aunt that she saw they were doing a search right by my house, and as it turns out, I could throw a rock where the police were searching.
Oh, so now you know how it feels.
Yeah, but I didn't go running out there.
I definitely would have been on the corner in my car taking pictures. And actually, I thought you were going to say that I texted your wife, because I did text your wife.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was like, hello, like, what's going on here?
Did you text her what's going on, or did you text her, you didn't bury the body good enough?
Right. Do you need help? That's what I texted her.
Yeah. What's crazy is there's like a baseball field literally in between where they were searching that my son plays baseball at. So I'm like, this is all very bizarre.
Oh, I love it all. Oof.
You do, don't you?
Oh, I was like, I was actually going to text her and be like, don't you find this so sexy? Well, if you get laid tonight, then you know she feels the same way as me.
This might be the first time I skip out on sex. Because I just don't want that to be the case. I just be like, no, I'm going to pass tonight.
All right.
No, doesn't it? No, because here's what weirds me out. And I don't know what show or movie I saw this on. But there was something where there was a dead person. And they were in the woods. And it was like a close-up on their face, but it was from like the ground perspective. And they were like laying down and their head was like up. So you see their face, but you just see just like the wilderness and the woods behind, like this massive amount of woods. And it's so quiet. And it's just like, I don't know what it was from. I don't know if it was but it was just like quiet. And it was just like, this dead body is here always. And it's just here, and people are living their lives. And so I started thinking about that scene. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, I can't remember what movie it is. But I started thinking about that scene, and I started thinking about like, oh, we're just like, we're going grocery shopping, and we're barbecuing. And there's this dead body that's like possibly out there somewhere, just there while we're here. Weirded me out so much. It really freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
No. I don't. Because I know zombies aren't real, but there's less of a chance of running into a zombie if you don't have a dead body laying, you know, 40 feet from your property line. You know?
I mean, yes. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But here's the thing. So it goes back to the Gilgo Beach killer. But I didn't realize this, that someone remains were found near you back in year 2000, I believe.
Yeah.
And someone else got arrested for killing these girls, but it was in connection with Gilgo Beach. So I have to go back and do my research. I'm gonna go down this rabbit hole later. I know it. Because I want to know, how come we really haven't heard of this guy?
Oh, you mean the other guy?
The one, yeah. Oh, the one that's near you.
I don't know, but I will say, if you, and I mean anybody can search this today. I live in Manorville. If you search Manorville dead body, there are going to be plenty of articles because it's a Pine Barren area, so there's just nothing but woods everywhere. So people dump bodies out here like all the time.
Like all the time.
Yeah. Literally
all the time. Yeah.
I moved from the neighborhood where the bodies used to disappear from to where they dumped the bodies. That's where that was what happened to me.
Right.
I don't know.
I just can't wait.
Yeah. Well, go down that rabbit hole. I mean, if you really want, like, we could really go for walks out here, and I'm sure you'd find a dead body.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, there's just acres and acres and acres of just nothingness.
Oh, I love it.
It creeps me out.
I love it.
It creeps me out. Final topic, the dude who has a huge hog. For those of you who want to read up on all this, you can go to anthonyonair.com. There's a whole blog there. The blog team has been on fire, by the way, lately. The blog team is killing it. Yes, kudos to the blog team. But there's a whole blog about this dude who's British, by the way, and he's got this ginormous piece on him. And again, I don't want to give away the whole thing because you should go read the blog, but they...
Yeah, go ahead. Give it to me. I can take the whole thing. Go ahead.
They literally, like, I'll give you one thing. He got kicked out of a yoga class. There you go. There's the block. Which, by the way, that's a great photo. That's a good Photoshop right there.
That is. Yes, I love it.
Right? And yeah, the first line is good. British man looks gift horse directly in the mouth. I fucking hate this guy. That's the guy. I forget his name. Something dickhead. Matt Barr. This fucking guy has got a hog on him, and he's like, oh, that's annoying. He baked a big deal because he got kicked out of a fucking yoga class because they thought he had an erection.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is kind of hilarious because he was like, no, I'm actually flaccid, but I'm just huge. And they're like, you got to get the fuck out.
I'm just curious. Where was this yoga class? I'm just curious.
It's in Manorville next to the field where they leave the dead bodies. No, he's in Great Britain or something.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's easy enough.
Yeah, but could you imagine having those sorts of problems where you're like, I got kicked out of yoga for having a flaccid, you know, 13-inch penis?
I can't ever imagine that, but can you imagine that? No.
No. No, never.
Yeah.
Women don't have penis envy. Like, all our lives, we were like, oh, I feel like even dudes that are 9 inches are like, man, fuck this guy. You know, like, we just have this complex about us.
And why is that?
I don't know.
You shouldn't.
I think because when you're like a teenager, when it's all first starting, all the girls are like you just... One way, or maybe this just happened to me. I don't know.
Oh God, just hear this.
Fellas, chime in here. Help me out. I feel like you always overhear the girls gossiping and talking and asking about that.
Yeah.
So automatically you just start to become like, oh, is this big enough? Is this good enough? I don't even know. And then the self-doubt starts and then that's it. You just fly down. That's it. You fall down the hole.
And then you just buy Crocs and cry in your room.
And give up. I'm just kidding. And bitch and complain when Billie Eilish finds happiness watching herself crank it in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. It's just like, stop. Stop.
But chicks don't really, I mean, I guess maybe boob size.
I was just going to say, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I always wanted big boobs. Always. Always.
Which is hilarious because dudes are just like, as long as you got them, it's fine. It doesn't even really make a difference to us.
That's lies. Guys want bigger ones. Let's be honest, okay?
I'm sure the majority of dudes prefer a bigger one, but I've never met a guy that'll turn down a boob. I never met a guy that goes, "Nah, it's just a little too small. I gotta put your shirt back on. We have to go." Like that's never happened ever. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
We're just so happy to be there to begin with. It doesn't matter what size it is. And I just don't think women have that same mindset.
I don't know. Because when I was going to say about boobs, definitely. But maybe I'm wrong. Who knows, right?
We'll never know, J-Sabs. No, we're never going to know. That's it. That's all I got. You got anything?
Yeah, I got two new tattoos. Did your wife tell you this?
My wife told me that. My wife told me something else that I really want to talk about, and I don't know if we are allowed to talk about it because it's some big fucking secret all of a sudden. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Maybe text me.
Okay. I don't know if I was supposed to tell you that I know that. I'm not sure. I might have gotten her in trouble now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I heard about these two tattoos. Do you want to tell people? Do you want to show people? You want to talk about it?
Well, I'm not going to show it right now because they're actually still healing. Okay, so I have one.
I have a million questions. Go ahead.
I got one 7 years ago. It was my first one, and it was in honor of the baby that I lost, Diana, my first baby. Child, whatever. So I always wanted more, and then like I kept putting it off, blah blah blah. I couldn't do it because you can't get tattooed while you're pregnant, blah. Okay, I won a free hour from a tattoo artist at something I went to, so I was like, oh man, I think that it's like expired. So I messaged the girl on Instagram. And she's like, no, I'll honor it. She's like, I have something in 2 days. And I was like, 2 days? Like, 2 days? Okay. She goes, okay. And I was like, okay. I didn't tell anyone I was doing it. And I went and she's like, oh, you got to pick another one too. Because one is not going to, like what I want, it's not going to be enough for an hour. Okay. So I got two tattoos in two places that I was scared to do it. And that was it. That was it.
You got two tattoos in the same hour?
Yep. Yep. So.
You got some pair of balls on you.
I do have big balls.
You have some pair of balls on you. What happened? She finished the first one in 20 minutes and you were like, fuck it, we got another 40. Go ahead, pick another spot. We're going somewhere else.
She told me the original tattoo, she was like, that's not going to take an hour. Do you want another one? Pick another one. And I was like, oh, are you sure? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Wow, who is this person?
Yeah, she was really nice. So I just did it, and that's it. And now I'm definitely going to get more, too. Oh, boy. You're going to see me. Next time you see me, I'm going to have a whole sleeve.
You'll be all tatted. Wait, so the one you got for Diana was the first one, and this is two and three now?
Yep.
Okay. So, okay. Did you say where they were?
I didn't say where they were. So I got one on my shoulder blade. Mm-hmm. And it's a phrase. It's a Latin phrase. And then the other one, I was like, don't pussy out, Janine. Get it where you want it, even though you think it's going to hurt. So I did. It's like on my side, my hip area.
And I thought you were going to say the center of your asshole. That's what I was really worried about.
Oh, she said first she couldn't do it there. So that's why I was like, all right.
Got it.
It's sun, moon, and stars. So, yeah. And they're, you know, they're healing. It takes some time. But it, and honestly, the one on my shoulder blade did not hurt at all. I was shocked. I was like, are you doing it? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. So definitely getting more tattoos there. Hoping that my butthole will not also hurt.
Now, did you go close to where you live or far away?
It was like a Nassau.
So not too far away.
It's about 30 minutes away. Because it was also south too, so.
Again, you and I could not be more opposite. I could never. Now, did you know what you wanted, or were you just, how did this all start? I know you had won the thing.
I won the thing, and when I was cleaning out one of my drawers the other day, I was like, oh shit, I still have this. It was like a voucher. And I messaged her on Instagram, and she's like, yeah, I could still honor it. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, 2 days. I'm like, 2 days. You know what? Look it. Let me just do it now. Yeah, let me do it.
Oh my God. No, but were you thinking about these tattoos, or did you come up with these tattoos? Okay.
So the Latin phrase, which is Veni, Vidi, Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. I knew I won. I've wanted that one for like 20 years.
Wait, Benny, Vidi, Vici? I went to high school with him. Don't laugh at the easy ones. You're better than that.
And I know, right? And I knew I wanted that. Wasn't exactly sure where. And then the sun, moon, and star was one. Honestly, that it wasn't a last minute decision, but I opened my Pinterest because I knew I had saved things that I liked in there. And then I saw something else and I went, you know what? I'm just going to get that one.
Wait, a girl who saved her tattoo idea on Pinterest? Way to bring a stereotype there.
Yeah, right? Damn white people.
Wait, what's the other one mean? I came, I saw, I conquered?
Yep.
See, now I thought you would have tattooed that on your husband's ass. That would have been the move. Just give him one of these. You're mine, bitch. You know?
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it ended up being longer than an hour. So then I felt bad. And she's like, oh, no, this is okay. And I was like, because I was like, oh, are you okay on time? And she's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. She's like, I told you anyway to pick two tattoos. So I was like, okay. So, really nice.
That seems very, very nice.
Yeah, really. She didn't have to. She could have just been like, all right, we'll take, you know, just pick the one. So,
Let me ask you a question. Were there any mirrors in the room that were very low to the ground?
Why do you say
that? Just out of curiosity. No. Oh, okay. I'm just curious now. That's pretty big to do two tattoos in now the sun, the moon, the stars. Are they like picture detailed, or are they more like icons, or just like simple lines?
So basically it's like a fine line tattoo. It's Paul.
She saw the mirror, concurred, and came. Oh, I got it now. Okay. Took me a second.
A fine line tattoo, so it's like literally what it is, just a fine line. Hold on, let me see. I'm gonna show it when it's done healing. I'm gonna show it.
Okay, I say members only area.
Okay,
that's what I say.
Okay,
and also, and this is a question for the chat. Did anybody else lose money on that? None of these were a tramp stamp, because I thought for sure it would have been the old lower back tat.
That's 1998.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
That's true. Now look at this. Aaron C. late to the thing. You got another? She got two more, Aaron. Two new tattoos. Technically, one is a sun, a moon, and a star. So if you really want to get technical, there's four more there.
Right.
With the phrase.
Yeah, I don't know. I really like tattoos a lot. And you know what? My next husband's going to be definitely tatted up. Oh, okay. He starts laughing.
Shit.
So yeah, it was good. I had fun.
How many? I know your husband has one tattoo. Does he have more than one?
Just one. That'll probably be the only one that he gets ever.
Is that right?
And then, like, so sun, moon, and stars is for my three kids. And after they pissed me off last week, after I got it, I go, you know what? I got a tattoo for you. So shut your mouth and listen. Can you say that my youngest daughter, she's kind of obsessed with, like, the tattoos. And she's like, when can I get mine?
Oh, Jesus.
This is what she wants. I want Harley Quinn. Like, she wants one of Harley Quinn. I don't know why she's obsessed with Harley Quinn. Well, I know why, because she's crazy like her. She's like, I want that one, and let's get matching tattoos. I'm like, kid, like, you can't get a tattoo yet. It's going to be a very long time. And then she's like, well, how do they do it? She was like, she couldn't stop looking at them. And she's like, and how about this? I didn't tell my husband. When he got home, the first thing she said to him was, Mom got two tattoos.
Oh, my God. You didn't tell your husband you were going for a tattoo?
Nope.
I am stunned.
I wanted to surprise him while we were making love that night. But by the time I flipped around, he finished. So what was the point?
Oh, no. It cut out right during what was probably going to be hilarious.
I said, but by the time I turned around, he already finished.
Oh, I'm so glad we got that one. That was good.
Post-jizz tattoo reveal.
I'm shocked.
What are you shocked about?
I feel like tattoo is a husband wife conversation.
My body, my choice.
Yeah, it's not a ask for permission kind of thing, but it's more like, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing kind of a thing.
No, he actually did know that I was, because I told him, oh, I could still get my free tattoo. I'm gonna get it soon. But I didn't tell him when I was getting it.
Oh, okay. Now, did he see? Because I would bounce. I would want not my wife's approval, but I'd like, she's going to be looking at it, you know, probably more than me. I would want her to be like, oh, that's cool. Or, oh, I would maybe, I would just want her opinion on it. Did he see the designs?
No, he didn't. He could care less what I do to my body.
Hmm.
He could care less. That's why I need to get me a man that follows me around. I bet you the guy who followed me around Target would have cared. What do you think?
Probably. Yeah, he probably would have. I don't think people know that story.
Right.
But this is Janine got followed around at Target by some dude. But this is like the second or third time that's happened to you.
No. Is it? No.
Yeah, I thought somebody else had said something to you outside of it. Maybe didn't follow you around, but said something to you outside of a Target.
I can't remember.
A while ago. Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, this is a good question. You have two child-centric tattoos. Are you going to get a tattoo for your roommate?
So, I was going to get the G-spot, because this is another tattoo that I've been wanting for a long time. It's a joke. I want to get the letter G with a spot next to it.
Okay. It's a little too much on the nose, don't you think?
That's why it's like, you know, word play on words there. But yeah. So we'll see.
I wonder if roommate feels any less of a man because you're sporting three tats now and he only got one.
Actually, technically, I'm sporting four because my eyebrows are tatted, if you remember.
Good point.
To me, I got a face tattoo, so I got street and gang cred, okay?
You're like Post Malone and Mike Tyson.
I am. I told the girl who was giving me the latest tattoos, I go, nothing could possibly hurt worse than my eyebrows. And so I always go to that. Like, that's the worst pain I ever felt. So even giving birth, I'd rather give birth than do my eyebrows again.
Damn.
And I know I'm going to have to do it soon to get a touch-up on it.
What, give birth?
No. So, and she's like, really? And she's like, well, anything on the face really hurts a lot. So she's like, I commend you for doing your eyebrows. Like, that's a very sensitive area too. I'm like, I know. So when I walked in, she was like, did you decide definitely? So I was like, yeah. I was like, actually, can I also add like tears below my eyes? Like, you know, and she started laughing. And the owner of the tattoo shop, he was like, oh, you have to get a neck tattoo, or how do you say it? A face tattoo today. I was like, oh, perfect. Because that's what I want.
I got to tell you, I can't. I have been wanting to get a tattoo and like designing a tattoo for the last 24 years.
I can't decide.
It has to be. I'll probably never get it because I want it to be so perfect.
Well, just do it. Just do it. And you know what? If you don't like it, get something else.
Yeah, it's got to be something that you can cover up, right?
Are you going to do like the Mary head or whatever, Jesus head? Like a very religious tattoo or no?
No, no. What, put a Jesus face on my leg? That's embarrassing. No, I'd never do that.
Actually, what I think you should do is get like Dave Matthews as Jesus on your body someplace.
Oh, that'd be nice. Look,
you like that. You like that idea.
I love it. I love that idea.
I know.
I would love to get Dave Matthews tatted on me.
J-Sabs, go for the full tramp stamp. I think that's very late 90s, early 2000s. I don't know if I would do that now. I'll tell you something. It probably wouldn't hurt, though. Because my shoulder blade did not hurt. In fact, now I want to add more to it. See? Frank just said shots fired and he's drunk.
Because that Jesus on the leg line was for his brother. That's why.
No, I know.
I know you knew that. I know the audience didn't know that. Now, let me ask you this. Are you concerned that you've, what's the word, impacted your daughter? That
no.
she's going to be like a sleeve person. Like she's going to have a whole sleeve one day because mom got a tat when she was a little kid.
And no, I'll tell you why. Because they always look at my tattoo. Anyway, my original one. And they always are like, oh, we love tattoos.
Mm.
And I could see if we go out and there's people that they don't know who have tattoos, they like staring at it and like looking at it. And they're like, ooh, I like that one. So they'll be full sleeve tattoo girls. I like it. I like it.
You like them having a full sleeve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sleeve's rough. That's rough.
Imagine by the way, did your daughter sing you the song I was singing to her yesterday at the playground?
No. I don't know what it is.
Oh.
I honestly don't want you around my children anymore now that you're all tatted up.
Oh, and your poor son. I was bothering him yesterday. Did Dee tell you?
No.
He kept wanting to look at her phone. So then he had it, and I go, will you stop looking at girls in bikinis? And he got like so, he's like, I'm not looking at girls. I go, listen, I won't tell your dad, but I see you. And he's like, no, I'm not. I love it. I love it.
You're going to have to stop doing that soon because he's going to get crazy. Like he gets crazy when we tell him to stop doing things. And he's just starting to have feelings for chicks. Like he's just starting to get it.
Right?
Yeah. And it's getting, I could tell it's going to be tough. It's going to be awkward.
Well, is that why he said to me, Aunt Janine, have you ever been in front of a mirror and done things? And I was like,
He said to me the other day, you know what he said? He goes, Dad, can I get 10 bucks? And I go, wait, what do you want? Like a toy or something? He goes, no, I think if I give $10 to Aunt Janine, she'll flash me her tits. That's what he said to me.
Oh, he's wrong. It's only five. And on that note,
All right, that's it. Are we done here?
I guess.
All right.
All right, let me go watch Conan.
Good. Good. And by Conan, she means the mirror. Let's all be honest. She's all... I don't know if you heard it. I don't know if you heard it in her voice, but between the dead body search and the tattoo talk, that woman's going straight to a mirror faster than Billie Eilish herself. Appreciate you all for being here. It was a fun, fun podcast. Great to have the great Aaron C. come by late at night. Take care. Look at this exchange. Fly NY. I miss Frank the Tank. Aaron C. He misses you. It was good having you all here. Appreciate it. Aaron C. will be back on Friday with yet another game for us. So that'll be something to look forward to if you want some Aaron C. In the meantime, go get her book, Oval. Link in the description below. Fun Wednesday episode. Appreciate you guys for the likes and the shares and everything. Miss Justice and Robin and Bird and Paul and the whole crew. Thanks for spreading the word in the live chat and everywhere else. Love you guys.
Show me potato salad.
Appreciate you. And we'll see you on Friday.
Maybe we should go now. Go ahead.